Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to Focus Foundation. This is your life coach, Sean Schakowsky, and we're here with the life coaching crew. Okay, can everyone say hello? We do have Agnes Shields. Hello?
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Yes, hello. Hi.
Sorry. Okay, Money, are you with us, Money, this time? Mm-hmm.
I am. Yes. Hello, Money. How are you? And we have Kay. How are you?
Hi.
Oh. Okay. We have the crew, the coaching crew. Well, welcome back, everyone. And today's show, what we're going to be discussing is ways to manage and thrive through transition and change. And we have to thank Money for coming up with the topic today. Thank you, Money.
Welcome.
Did you have any... I guess what caused you or what sparked the interest in this topic or how did you find it? Would you like to share?
I mean, I think it's kind of a silly thing that it in how it came up for me recently was just and it was this very small transition, but I think the process of coping with change is the same no matter how big or small the change is. But for me, it was ending my son's kind of travel hockey career and being on the same team with the same coach for 6 years and kind of having to let that go because it's become kind of a family and it's been a great experience and there was like the sadness or the loss of that. It was, again, you know, compared to a big life transition like a death or a divorce or something like that, the days of grieving or dealing with it was a matter of days versus months or years, but the process was the same. So I think I just thought, you know, it was a good topic because life is always changing. There's never, nothing ever stays the same. So the better we're able to deal with transit, nobody likes it. I think most of us resist change naturally. Mm-hmm. Some people embrace it, but I think more of us don't like change, but it's inevitable. So if we know how to cope with it, it will just help us transition into the next phase, whatever that is.
I love that you brought up hockey. Anyone listening out there, I think I told you I'm a hockey mom, and holy smokes, could we use some life coaching about hockey and dealing with change and transition. But I understand, Moni. I understand where you're coming from with that. Even in the stronger dynamics of being, you know, it's quite a commitment when you're in the hockey world. So thank you, the hockey, for inspiring us to talk today about this. Because I do think it is a topic that, big or small, if we can pull something from this can help our daily life and it can also help us through some significant heart blows in life. I think the whole topic of transitioning and change, it can go anywhere from going to school, a new job, a wedding, birth, your partner moving a vase across the room, divorce, it can relate to everything because life is a constant change and I don't think people sometimes are aware of that. So I'm excited to dive into this topic. Are you guys all ready?
Ready.
Ready. Okay, before we launch the talk. Okay, awesome. Before we launch it, the phone lines again are 657-383-1996. But also you can listen to all of our episodes by downloading or following us on Blog Talk Radio. We can all be found, and Moni's bio is coming up on our website too. But you can connect to all of our coaches through the West New York Life Coaching Center, wnylifecoaching.com. Just a few things that are coming up that I want to mention is we will be having a glow yoga party at Bryan and Stratton, and I believe that's April 30th. It's a big event. We're collaborating with the Buffalo Wellness Center and many of the yoga instructors in the West New York area to perform this neat event for children. So come on. You can find the details online. And also we're going to be hosting a meditation Reiki experience, Oneness and Stillness, April 2nd at our office, which is on Main Street, but you can find that. So some goodies coming up, much more. There's essential oil classes, but you can find that all online, again, at wnylifecoaching.com. Okay, info commercials over. Go back to the topic of transitioning. So all of us on the line, who embraces and who struggles with change?
For me, it depends on the change.
What's that, August? Do you deal with it well?
I say for me, it depends on the change, the kind of change that's coming.
Okay, very good. And Money, I know you shared your hockey, but do you have a tendency, do you think you identify more as resisting or embracing?
I think I identify more with resisting, but I think I've become better at it when I've learned skills to better embrace it. So the period of resisting is much shorter for me now than it was before.
Gotcha. Well, a lot of it is awareness too. What about you, Kay? About you? How do you handle change?
For me, I think it takes me a little while to process it, and then I can deal with it. But at first, I'm very unhappy with it, usually.
You brought up a good word, processing, because I do think change is a process. I guess we can identify major change, which is like, say, the loss of a loved one. And I think I know August and I share that there, you know, there is a process through transitioning. You know, it's called grieving. But I guess what we want to, the awareness, is some ways of really, and I don't want to say embracing, because I know some of us have a hard time embracing, but to just talk about this and give you tools and some ideas of how to go with the flow a little bit with it so it's easier. What I saw, and I want to share, and then I'll let you guys talk, was I think I was looking at the Omega, workshop listing catalog, and there was a description in one of the courses, and it was talking about dealing with, I don't want to say demons, but you are the demons or adversity, but this can also be related to change, because if you have a hard time dealing with change, what she suggested is that combating, let's just say the demon or the change, oftentimes makes it worse. And it's not necessarily, you know, people are like, oh, do you let it go? But what she suggested is you sometimes, if you nourish it, it becomes your ally. So I thought that was pretty neat, a different way of looking at it, I guess a little bit of a way to try to embrace it. So what are your thoughts, guys?
I mean, I think that goes along, when you say combat, it's like a fighting word, and so that's resisting. You know, to me, that's resisting, and what you resist persists. So I think allowing is like a really, that's like the first step, really, is to allow whatever it is right now. Allow if you're feeling upset about it. Allow if you're, you know, feeling sad or angry or whatever emotion, to first just let that be. And when, you know, when you just let that be, it passes a lot more quickly than you think.
Right.
The more you resist that emotion, it tends to just keep persisting. So
right.
That's interesting. There's a couple of articles we're referring to, Money, and I know the one that you suggested was how to deal with it. And then they were saying, you know, be prepared. And I think that's what today is what we're going to talk about. Folks, you are constantly changing. You're not the person you were a minute ago. So it is part of life. I think I read another kind of profound thing someone once said, is that the moment that you have right now will never come back. So, you know, just to embrace the moment, not worry about the future, not worry about the past, but sometimes by understanding that it's the moments is really what we can only be, or, you know, or how we, what we have control in is being present.
Right.
But yeah, life is a series of changes. So I guess that's, you know, Don't let
this too
be,
shall pass.
This too shall pass. That's what I say all the time. I mean, because that is every single thing. And when it's something good that's happening, you don't want it to pass. But when it's something bad happening, and if you always just think this too shall pass, it's sort of a recognition of what you just said. It's like ever changing. So be in the moment that you are in and embrace that moment, because whatever that is. If you're feeling terrible or if you're feeling good, it's everything, you know, the moment will pass.
It will pass.
And it is part of the experience. I think they beautifully wrote this, that
in preparing or understanding change is that, they, and I'm going to quote this, they said, life is full of unexpected surprises. So don't let, you know, don't let this be a lesson you refuse to learn, that death, loss, strange situations will be a part of your life. Okay, you are going to go off, and this is my side note, you're going to go veer off and, you know, ditches and, you know, or there's going to be smooth rides, but no matter how much you may try to shelter or protect yourself from it, it shall happen. The major key to coping with change is to begin by accepting the reality of change, and it is inevitable. Inevitable. Personally, what I would like to throw in there, I think what helps is understanding the ability of being able to get through these situations. You know, like you said, Moni, it shall pass. It shall pass. Building resiliency and understanding. Any thoughts, guys? August, any thoughts on that?
I think just recognizing that change is coming, and it's so appropriate that this too shall pass, whether it's really good or really bad. It's going to pass. Things are going to change. And if we can be aware and not move into the future, but know that things are going to change, and then surround ourselves with people that, if it's a difficult change, can help us through it, or if it's a really good change, which happens quite often, share it and spread it and try to enjoy it. I think the main thing is that whatever happens, whatever change comes, anytime a door closes and something is gone, something changes completely, there's always a window open. It's just the nature of the universe that when one thing ends, opportunities abound everywhere. And if we can be aware that when a door closes, not stand and beat on the door and wear ourselves out trying to push it back open or get back through it, but step back, take a deep breath, and start looking for the windows that are open. Start looking for new opportunities. Start looking for the blessings that come when something ends. There's always something out there that's better for us, that's waiting for us. We just have to look for it and see it. And I like what they teach us in coaching is notice what you're noticing. Pay attention to what you're thinking about. Pay attention to how you're reacting. Pay attention to your feelings. And like Money said, you know, the change comes and we resist, and we can fight it until we wear ourselves completely out emotionally and physically and spiritually, and we can't stop it. So if we just, I look at it as trying to swim up a very fast river, and you thrash and you don't notice anything except you're just trying to survive. But if you stop and relax and let it carry you, you'll end up probably in a much better place than you started.
God, you said it beautifully. Thank you, August. So beautiful. I want to add on all this. I had so many thoughts that were coming to me when you were talking. Like, oh, he's nailing all of it. But it is, I think the true essence of what we're saying is when you can get into a state, okay, and the number one is recognizing change, everything else will be secondary. You will have the foundation of knowing that this is a life. This is life. This is it. What came to me when we were talking is I think a lot of people resist change. And I always, my husband's like, why do you always bring me up? And I'm going to bring him up. He does not like change. Neither does my father. My father hates change. But what I see and what is, and like sometimes I wonder why, you know, I know that there's a comfort in not changing, but I know a lot of times people are afraid of, sometimes they do it out of avoidance of pain, or they feel as if, you know, things will suffer. But you're right. It has to be exhausting trying to change, not change the unchangeable. But wouldn't it be great if we focus more of our energy on, instead of avoiding pain and avoiding change, really learning how to be really good at getting over pain, or really good about adapting to change. It just, your energy flows, and you see things so much more differently. You do. I mean, I'm not saying it's an awakening, but I know it is definitely, I don't know, it's getting with the flow of it. I'm gonna go next because this kind of, I can resonate with, in this article they were talking about, you know, when you're dealing with change is, you know, to start noticing signs. Like if something is forthcoming and, you know, change is coming, try to stay aware of it. I definitely the example I want to share, because I think it profoundly describes, you know, the importance of noticing the signs. I'm going to go to my mother's death. She had pancreatic cancer. I was trying to prepare for that mentally. I'm pretty good at adapting to change. So when it came, when I knew she was ill, I tried to research everything. You know, how is the disease state? How is she going to end? And I was, you know, I was very present and was bracing and getting ready for the transition. My father, on the other hand, was not in denial, but just could not accept that change. And when she finally, my mother, left, it was so much harder for my father, because he just would not accept it and wasn't noticing the signs and stepping into it, embracing it. And I understand it's touchy, because it was very, fast and foreboding, and then when you're emotional. But that is probably one of the profound experiences, you know, if we could relate it to small circumstances. If you're going to school, you know, for the first time, start noticing how you're feeling. Start noticing, you know, what people, you know, just preparing. Preparation for you is a good thing. Not over-preparing. Don't set something so rigid. But if you start, embracing it, really, it's more of an embracing that it is circulating, that things may be starting to change. You're getting accustomed to it. You're warming the water a bit for it. How do you guys feel about that?
No, I think that's great. I mean, that's a great example of preparing for change. And then because it does, then you're more ready when the change happens. And then the next step is you're still going to be sad when it actually happens, or whatever emotion.
Right.
And to just let that be also, you know, because I think sometimes we'll be like, well, I already prepared for this, so, like, I shouldn't be sad. You know, we kind of judge the feeling, and we don't want to do that either. Just allow it. I think when we sometimes say, you know, I just feel really sad, I'm just gonna be sad for whatever, however long, and then that will pass too, and then we can move on to the next, you know, whatever opportunities or whatever things that might be coming, and kind of adapt to that, you know, new normal. I think that was like a big thing. Like for me, but during divorce, like, well, this isn't normal. This isn't how a normal family, you know what I mean? And it's like, there is no real definition of normal.
Right.
Yeah, I like the new normal, because normal constantly changes. It's
exactly.
It's sort of, I like that, the new normal. That's very, very good. Very good.
Yeah, they were even saying to relate this to every day, you know, if you're in a job situation, okay, and, you know, sales are down, and you know, people are getting shuffled, and you know, if you're gonna be blind to it because you're just afraid of change, well, it may be better to start taking notice. Maybe if you're it doesn't mean you have to leave the job, but maybe you should just start looking at your resume a little, something about being a part of the change instead of being reacted to the change. I guess it's probably, I never thought of it, but that is part of it.
Yeah, that's great. Yep, that's
really
good.
Yes.
The second one I like about change, and this is kind of neat, is to be discerning about advice from others. And I kind of like this, and I'm going to read this because I'm really big on inner voice, and they bring this up in this article. They're saying that, you know, in the face of change, if the advice feels wrong, pushy, or manipulative from others, then listen to your own inner voice. You can thank them for their help and ideas, but make no commitments. Just let them know that you're working on it, you're ready, getting help, thanks. I think that's a great way of creating the space that you need and listening to yourself when you see the transitioning happening. You know, they're just saying sometimes, you know, I think that's very important to definitely be guided by what you think is right. Notice what you're hearing, but when people are giving advice, see where the intention is. That word, the intention.
intention.
Yep. Now, if you're faced with change, transition, they say, you know, allow time to adjust or heal. You know, if it knocked you flat on your tush, okay, accept that. You know, understand you may need, you know, you may need some time for coping. I think you know, adjusting. When you have to adjust, there's an adjustment period. You need that process period, whether big or small. Caitlin over there, you're quiet. Can you tell us the time you had to go through some transitioning?
Yeah, actually, when I came to school, I came to play soccer, and I had to go through a big transition when I had to have surgery, and the next 3 years were really rough for me because I was in and out of surgeries and being injured on the sideline. So for me, transitioning from always being on the go and always being a big part of the team on the field was hard for me to accept that it's going to take time to heal, and I had to kind of find a different place in the team until I could get back to where I was before. And I think that was really hard for me at first, but when I started to have a better attitude about it and be more positive and do what I could do, that made it a lot easier for me. I think that's probably something I can resonate with. What's that?
No, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, I just didn't hear what you said. But I think that that's really important for a lot of different changes in people's lives. Sometimes things just happen and you can't change them, so you might as well have a good attitude about it and sort of just look into yourself and see how you can make it a better experience and learn from it and grow from it.
Excellent. You know, what I kind of heard from what you said, which I thought is kind of important too, you know, you said you were sideline, but you found a different role, I think, in your team, you said, and you did what you could. So that sounds like adapting very well. You know, it may not be perfect, folks, but we have to adapt, right? I mean, and you did, and you transitioned. So moving on, thank you for sharing. You know, change is a shock sometimes for people, and it sometimes can destabilize lives, you know, your life that you made for yourself. But all habits and routines are up for question when change. So that's probably why people are slow to accept it. But essentially the strategy for that is coping and resiliency. So, you know, recouping should be replaced with hopelessness. You know, I think that's where it's, you know, I think, August, you brought it up brilliantly. That's when you said, you know, how did you put it? Opportunities for possibilities, and one door closes, and it means, you know, there's many times, you know, a new path.
Absolutely, yes.
Or bumping you back on your path. I mean, we don't know that mystery, but, you know, we're going, you know, in some direction in this life. You know, we are. So, I guess understand that it is part of the journey. So,
I think part of the coping. Oh, go ahead.
Go right ahead. No, please, please.
No, I was just going to say part of that coping, like with Caitlin's example of, you know, creating a little bit of separation too sometimes helps. Like if she identified with being, you know, a soccer player or whatever, it's like this is something you do. It's not who you are. So when you separate, you can then, it's easier to kind of transition into that other role. And now this is something else that you do because you can't do this anymore. But again, when you don't identify, because, and I'm relating it even to my own divorce, it's like I'm a wife, and so if I'm not going to be a wife, who am I? And realizing that I'm still me no matter what is happening. So you create kind of a separation between what's happening outside of you and stay in touch with the fact that whoever you are is not what is happening to you.
Right.
That's good.
Excellent. The one thing I know, I'm looking at the clock, I'm like, oh, we're almost out of time. But the one thing I want to share with everyone here, and I know because when I started with the conversation about my mother's death, and this goes into August tying in what you just said too, and it all comes together. You know, as seeing change is opportunity, but
you know, I know some of these people would say, you know, how can death be opportunity, right? And I want to share this because I saw this, and I see a lot of people that I've known have been transformed before it, but they say grief can lead to a greater understanding of the cycle of life from birth to death. And I don't know if, about August 50, but that truly was what I took from the transitioning of my mother, too. That you can see things, and it may not, you know, it's hard at first with transitioning, and I know some people, I know they're talking about this, and someone will probably give us, like, the worst-case scenario. You tell me how this is good, or how this is good. But, you know, in good time, you know, the wisdom of what sometimes what we go through surfaces a little later, but it is there. It is there. And then the last thing I want to bring up, and then I'll let you guys take the floor, is that the big thing about, you know, existing change, and this goes, I think, really a lot what we talk about, too, is, you know, moving on or releasing. You know, it is a choice sometimes that complaining and blaming is only going to keep you unchanged, too. You know, it's, I think that article mentions to it that, you know, it keeps you in that state of misfortune, that, you know, like August, you did it beautifully, you know, seeing some of the optimism that can come from transitioning helps us move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Any other last words, folks? What else? Anything you want to add or anything, please? Take the floor, sir.
We can't stop change. Change is going to happen. But if we're aware of our surroundings, and if we're aware that change is coming no matter what, 90% of change is how we react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we become very negative and we resist and we fight, it becomes very unpleasant. But if we accept it, which is, it's not human nature to accept it, but look for the opportunities. And if we can become aware that it's coming, you know, even if we don't see it, things are going to change. And if we react in a positive way, it makes it so much easier. And it's better for everyone. It's better, much better for us. It's better for the people around us. And it keeps us on the right path.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. You know, and yep. Again, how we all accept change is, you know, I think our goal and our awareness here is to bring the fact that whether it's a huge leap into accepting change or just a tiny bit, it's just opening that flow of being able to move with life. You know, you definitely want to move with life because life keeps moving. You know, you're meant to journey it and experience it. And the key, too, I think, and I'm not saying for, I love when I coach people, is try to be present. You know, I know grief, and when we grieve, that definitely takes the forefront, and eventually we will get to the point where we can be present. But yeah, if baby steps, move forward, you know. Any last words, folks? Moni, I appreciate you bringing this up because I think it's an incredible topic. You know, folks out there that struggle with change, you know, there are people, if you can't, you know, if you need help, there's people who can help you, coach you, and, you know, help you move forward. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, folks, for being on today. wrapping it up for another session, but we will be here. We'll be here next week, but if you need to get in touch with us, you can find us at wnylifecoaching.com. Remember, power's from within. Thank you, folks.
Thank you. Everyone have a wonderful day.
I will. You too, guys. Okay. Bye.
Bye.